Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Merry Christmas!
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. And Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas. Nice to be back working together. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Having a weekend off was nice, but it's great to be hanging with you guys again. So I'm glad we're all here.
And we'll see each other in just a few days.
Or happy weekend, or happy Tuesday, or whatever it is.
Happy post-Festivus. Happy Hanukkah.
You got it. That's right. Happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa. We are in the middle of both right now.
Right. I hadn't checked Kwanzaa dates, but you're right. Kwanzaa. Yeah. All right. Well, happy whatever. Happy life. How's that sound?
An excellent Tuesday to you all.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, as long as we're here, I guess we should talk about a little bit of Apple-related stuff. So, Brian, you noticed that Apple, or maybe it was you, Dave. It doesn't matter. Someone noticed that Apple is bringing back their trademark for AirPlay. And
AirTunes.
Yes. Yeah, AirTunes.
Yep. AirTunes.
That's correct.
Okay. Just
a quick show of hands. Who remembers AirTunes?
Yeah. Well, now that I've got the right name, AirPlay.
Yeah. I know why you confused it, Jeff, right? Because AirTunes became AirPlay in all their products.
Yes. Yeah, it did. And
are you sticking became in quotes?
Well, no. I mean, I think
AirPlay is kind of like, it seems like they could do a better job of supporting that, don't you think?
Well, no. I don't know. I use AirPlay all the time with my Apple TV. You know, it's sitting in the living room. I've got a video on my phone. I want to show the family. Boom, it's on the TV. We use it constantly. AirPlay, okay. AirPlay kind of rocks.
Right.
Yeah. Do you not? And of course, here we are totally derailing the show while the counter clicks. But do you have problems with AirPlay?
I've been seeing people complaining about problems and saying that they can't access it or it doesn't work.
Huh. I do not have this problem.
I have heard of this, but it's been years since we've had people en masse writing into us at Mac Geekab saying AirPlay sucks. It doesn't work.
You know, AirPlay is so reliable for me that when I bought my fourth generation Apple TV, I took my third generation and threw it in the bag with my projector, because yes, I actually have a projector to take out to presentations, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Right.
And so I keep an Apple TV in the bag so that I can show up and I can make an ad hoc network with the Apple TV and connect wirelessly anywhere I go.
Yeah. I will say, so just to bring us back here, AirTunes in 2010 became AirPlay because AirTunes was focused on, described Apple's technology for playing audio wirelessly from iTunes to an airport base station that supported that, which at the time was the Airport Express. And then 6 years later, they changed the name to AirPlay because they added things like photos and video to the list of media that could be played across this particular type of link.
Which totally makes sense because they're streaming more types of data. It's just like when they changed the name of iTunes because it handles more than just music.
Right, to iPlay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, which timeline are we in?
Yeah.
Anyhow. Oh, we kid, Apple. We kid.
Oh, do we?
No, not at all.
No, really. I liked my other timeline. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun over the weekend, but we had to come back to this one for some reason. Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a good thing the AirTunes is gone. Sort of.
Well, they canceled the trademark back in November of this year.
Yeah. Now they've revived it.
And now they've revived it. Presumably because they've got some great new product coming that they're going to call AirTunes, right, Brian?
Yeah, well, so Patent the Apple, a site that covers patents from Apple better than most.
Hence, Patently Apple.
Yep, yep. But they succeeded at it. I mean, I definitely.
We use them as a source all the time.
Yeah, we use them as a source all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
They're great.
So they are saying, and I think this is written by Jack. He doesn't always sign his
posts.
No, he did. He signed at the bottom. Yeah, Jack Percher is the one who signed it. He's the guy that writes almost everything there. And he was saying it's weird because AirTunes, and I'm quoting, it's weird because AirTunes was originally designed to work with Airport, which Apple now has reportedly killed off. So whatever purpose Apple has in mind for reviving the AirTunes trademark has to be for something completely new, or it's a complete error on the part of Apple's UK lawyers.
That's right. This, to be fair, this was revived in the UK, but that may just be the first place they're reviving it, perhaps because it's easier to do it there, and then they can revive it worldwide after that is in place.
Yeah, I definitely don't follow or agree with the logic that because Apple canceled it and because Apple is renewing it, that therefore it must be a new, or the renewal's an error. For all we know, the original cancellation was the error. And
that seems likely.
To me, this feels a lot more like, hey, everybody, we're lawyers and we get paid to do this stuff. Let's someone start up that paperwork and let's get this thing renewed.
I think I'm with you, Brian. This seems more like just making sure that they don't lose the AirTunes trademark as opposed to having a new plan for it. I mean, I could get why someone would make that logic leap because iBook. And, I mean, they used it as a computer name, and now it's iBooks, and it's their ebook service.
To be fair, it would be a mystery, therefore, why... it was canceled in November. I mean, for sure that would also be a mystery. But I don't know. There's not a lot of there.
Yeah, and does canceling mean that they actively took steps to cancel the trademark, or did they simply not renew it when they needed to? Therefore, it was canceled.
I believe that Apple actually canceled it.
That seems like, yeah, like a mistake.
Yeah, it did not
part.
Expire. It seemed like it was just canceled. That's right.
Brian, I'm thinking you're on the right path. My guess is that they didn't mean to cancel it, and promptly fixed their mistake.
Yep.
So we're not going to get some crazy, amazing new airport base station that has built-in music streaming.
No, but
the interesting thing would be, can they get it revived if they're not actually using AirTunes in commerce? Because that's how trademarks in the USA work. You have to show usage in commerce. Now, that usage can often be a website, right? You go, as long as your website both describes what the product is that you're, you know, the name you're trademarking is for, and also allows people to get it. That's usually enough, according to the USPTO. I don't know what UK law is like on that. But if Apple's not actively using AirTunes in a way that it is public facing, they may have trouble reviving this. But they may have trouble in the US reviving it. And that could explain, as I said, why they started in the UK to kind of back channel it here.
Yeah, Apple does that sort of thing all the time.
All the time. Yeah, every company does, right?
Yeah. But Apple is
they're masters.
Really adept at it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they know what they're doing. Yeah.
And to Jack Percher's point, this could just be an issue also of the left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing. Weirder things.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, weirder things have happened.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, if you look for AirTunes in Google, if I look for AirTunes in Google, I realize we all get slightly different results, but I start, like, the most recent article I get is from 2014. No, that's not true. I get one from 2016, but nothing from Apple on the first page at all. Like, zero things from Apple.com.
All right. So it sure doesn't seem like Apple's doing much with that name.
No, the first link I get about AirTunes from Apple.com's domains is the App Store at itunes.apple.com for an app called On-Air-Tunes. So that would be, if somebody wanted to steal Apple's trademark on AirTunes, that would be a good piece of evidence to show that Apple, as of September 18th, 2012, published an app with AirTunes in the name and clearly didn't have any problem with it.
You know, someone should send you your check right now, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sure they should.
Yeah.
Yep. They won't, but they should.
Yeah, I hate when they treat you like that. So, all right. So, anyhow, Brian, I'm with you. I don't think there's a new AirTunes product coming out. So,
but it would be a good name for a Sonos quote unquote killer.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna throw that out there because it's fun.
That is fun, and I like that. Oh man, wouldn't that be awesome?
Uh huh. Well, I don't know what they would do to kill Sonos,
not to Sonos.
Well, not yeah, to Sonos. No, it would make Sonos step up their game, which they're already playing a pretty good game right now.
Yeah. Competition's always good. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'd be totally okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. So Apple, earlier this month, they said that they were going to let some of their engineers start publishing white papers. And the first one is out, and it's an artificial intelligence related white paper. And it describes a system where you can more efficiently train your AI system to recognize objects, and it works by taking what they're calling synthetic images. So it'd be like a computer generated graphic, and then merging it with actual images. And the example they use is looking at someone's eye on their face. So they have what would be a CGI eye. And it's been properly tagged, so the computer knows what it is when it sees it. But then you have these untagged photographs of eyes, and it can blend them together. And so then you can create a system where your AI can learn faster and cheaper, because you don't need to have people sitting there manually tagging every single image for the system. So that's cool. And since Apple is now letting their engineers start publishing white papers, Brian, what do you think? Is this clear evidence that Apple needed to do this so that they could get in the top talent they wanted?
Well, maybe. There was that interview that Tim Cook did. Do you remember that? about publishing?
Yeah. This would have been a couple months ago.
Yeah, right? I'm looking for it now because, you know, it's not like we could possibly have looked it up.
Well, I know
ahead of time.
I know everything is a total shock on the show. We've never planned for
exactly.
It.
He basically said because this was a criticism that has been leveled by the outside punditry, so to speak, for a while that Apple's penchant for not letting its researchers publish was actually making it harder for Apple to hire people, because the AI world is very academic and very much is rooted in this whole published thing. You know, you share what you're doing and everybody gets together and they chit chat about it at conferences and, you know, sing kumbaya and come up with ways for Skynet to kill us all. And
kumbaya and Skynet.
I didn't know you went to the Bilderberger conference, Brian. I'll be here all week.
That's good. And then Tim Cook was saying, at least I thought it was Tim. It was one of the interviews. It was
back in October where he said exactly what you're saying, that we're going to do some publishing about this stuff. Yeah.
But he also said that you have to, that this hasn't been an issue for us because the people that are complaining to the outside world are the people that aren't happy with the way Apple works. But it turns out that the people who are staying at Apple are quite happy with the way Apple works. So in other words, the narrative was being shaped by folks who were discontent with their experience at Apple, but that Apple has all these people who were quite content with it. So I don't, I mean, was that hype? I doubt it. I'm sure there was a lot of truth to what he was saying. You know, it can't be that not every researcher on the planet, not every scientist on the planet wants to have to publish and present.
So instead of doing this just as a talent grab, Apple may be doing this because they actually really do want to contribute back to the AI community.
Well, that to me would be the good reason to do it, because Apple is going to be taking from the AI community. Apple should absolutely be giving back and contributing to it too. That to me seems to be fair play at the very least. And so I don't know. It's hard. Where I'm stumbling is this. It's hard to reconcile the fact that Apple had to do this in light of what Tim was saying. So it seems more like Apple chose to do this rather than Apple had to do this.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of truth in the attracting talent or retaining talent by allowing them to publish their work and get credit for it these days. There's a lot of competition for people at that level for a lot of reasons. And I think this is part of retaining those people. I think that's true.
So maybe it's a little bit of both.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
maybe.
I don't know. I mean, it's Apple is not the same company today it was 10 years ago.
Right.
So 10 years ago, if you had asked me, is Apple doing this? You know, assuming they did it 10 years ago, is Apple doing this as an altruistic gesture, or are they just trying to game the system so they can get the top talent? I would have said, oh, this is totally about grabbing top talent. That's it.
But now, well, there's also cooperation, right? Cooperation from external parties, cooperation with other companies that are working on this stuff. There's genuine standing with the community. There's definitely a lot of reasons why Apple could do it. Altruism is not one of them. I mean, we are still talking about Apple here.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. We are still talking about a corporation.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'll accept that. All right. So we know we have one white paper that's out now, and my assumption is there will be more coming. And because just tossing out one and saying, see, we contributed, probably isn't going to do much for Apple's goodwill.
No. And I would surmise that if we could actually peek behind the curtains, we would see that Apple is publishing publishing material on a tiny fraction of what they're doing.
I think that's a safe bet. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm curious to see what else they roll out. And I'm curious to see if this does do anything to help Apple draw in even more top engineers. Of course, how could you say that because Apple's publishing white papers that it's helping get the top talent? Unless these people say that's exactly why they came over.
Right. Yeah. We would have to. That would be the only way.
Yeah.
And that's not, I mean, that's just,
it's just not going to happen.
It's not quantifiable.
Right. No, right. So right. Gonna happen. And we could even question it when someone does. It's like, all right, well, is that a PR move? You know, were they coached to say that? You know, who knows?
Right. Yeah, I totally can. Now that Apple's publishing, now it's like a really wonderful work environment.
Yeah, it all changes.
You know, Brent, I don't think we can top your impression you just did there, so I think we should wrap up.
Fair enough.
Brian, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, it's great to be back. And Dave, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Fun stuff.
Absolutely. Listeners, I hope all of you had a wonderful weekend, regardless of how you spent it. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.